Brett Mack, I'd like to go to the library and pull out PT's book of toilet humour.
I know. Well, this will be a thick edition, knowing you. This is probably the biggest book in your library.
Do you know who Meghan Trainor is?
She's a singer.
She is.
Yes.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, about that bass.
I've seen you cutting a rug to that song.
I don't cut many rugs, but maybe I did. I'm not sure.
Well, young Meghan is putting an end to toilet humour rumour that's been floating around about her and her husband, Daryl. So she's finally coughed up to the fact that they have side-by-side commodes in their house.
Side-by-side?
Toilets.
That's a bit weird. No. Isn't it?
It's got to be weird, doesn't it? Why would you have side-by-side toilets? I totally get the basin thing.
Mm.
Side-by-side basins. Mm-hmm. We have a side-by-side basin.
Yeah, so do we, yeah.
So you stand there, and whilst I'm plucking my nose hairs and my ear hairs, you know, the wife's putting on the nighttime cream.
Mm-hmm.
So we can do that.
Or the other way around.
Or the other way around.
Oh, sorry, that's going to get me in trouble, isn't it?
Oh, wait till Elise finds out you said
sorry,
that.
Sorry, Elise. Sorry.
They've got side-by-side commodes.
Okay.
Anyway, she's decided to debunk the rumour, and she's happy to say that they'll sit side-by-side whilst they're doing number ones.
Mm-hmm.
But she can't cope sitting next to hubby whilst they're both doing number twos.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Yes. Mm. It's he apparently will stand there while she's doing number twos and have a chinwag.
Right.
Is that actually on? Can you chinwag to your better half whilst they're doing a number two?
Yeah. Not for me, PT.
Now, I've got to put my hand up here and say that I've had a chinwag with the wife and vice versa whilst we're on the toilet, but never doing number twos.
Mm.
It's only while you're doing number ones.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool in the gang. But
is this an unwritten rule in your house somewhere?
When you're dropping the kids off at the pool to have fun on the slides, that's not on. The door's shut. I mean, it could be stinky. And we actually have a spray, Brett Mac. We have a poo spray.
Yeah.
So before you sit down to drop the kids off at the pool, I love that analogy. It's
good, isn't it?
You spray into the toilet bowl, you spray.
Yeah.
Then you have your poo.
Right.
And it doesn't smell.
Really?
No. All you get is this potpourri coming up through, wafting up through the nostrils whilst everything else is going on.
I thought that was your Old Spice, but it's your potpourri toilet spray I can smell
telling
over
you,
here.
I'm not an Old Spice dude. I'm 7-Eleven.
You're a potpourri man. That's what I know now.